On this episode of American Chopper,
you can't tell people who to hire and fire.
Junior finds out that Senior is blocking Paul Junior Designs from building relationships with key bike vendors.
Yeah, he tries to be like intimidating my father, like he was going to break somebody's leg.
The pressure is at an all-time high at OCC and PJD as both shops race to complete bikes in time for the infamous Sturgis Bike Rally.
How the hell is that going to happen?
I think Paul's getting a little tense. I think the tension is getting to him.
At OCC, the plan is to roll out an all-electric drag bike that Senior and the guys hope will set a new world record at over 200 miles per hour.
The motor on this thing looks like it could run a battleship or something.
Oh, I know what goes in here. Electric eels.
And at Paul Jr. Designs, Junior and crew pull double duty to complete the first two bikes ever to come out of his shop, the Anti-Venom bike.
This bike is 10 times better than I thought it would be. And it keeps getting better and better.
And the Geico Gecko bike.
I'm extremely excited with the way Geico's coming out.
Looks like a lizard tail.
I think you're right. That looks great, man.
For the first time, Junior is on his own and under the gun.
You know, it would be a disaster to not get these two bikes done.
Another broken tool.
Jeez, man, what the heck's going on?
I think it's just too much of a cut going into here.
We're right in the middle of building both bikes, the Geico bike and the Anti-Venom bike, and we're racing to get them done for Sturgis. Mark's been working overtime to get these web pieces cut for the wheels, but things have been popping up and slowing us down and really screwing up our efforts to get the bikes done on time.
So what, it'll get rid of some of this detail, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, the radius in here will be a little bit bigger.
That's fine. We just got to get them done, you know?
Right.
So, we'll just keep pushing. Good morning.
Say hi.
Hi.
Why don't you show them what you got?
A grasshopper.
Uh-oh. Let me see that. Wow.
What are we going to do with them?
Feed them to Elvis.
Nice.
You know, with all these crazy hours we've been working, my daughter's been really getting on my case. They want to see Daddy. So, Vanessa really wanted to come into work with me this morning. And there's been something I've been wanting to do with her as well, too. So I figured today was a great day. I knew Mikey was going to be here, and she loves spending time with Mikey. So today was the day.
She's going to cut her hair off today.
What?
Yeah.
Cut it off?
Yeah. Ooh. Donate it. 10 inches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. Turn around.
Wow. That's going to be nice.
It's the second time she did it, right, Vanessa?
Uh-huh.
And what do you do with it?
Donate it to Locks of Love.
Can you tell them what Locks of Love is for?
It's for when kids have cancer, they have to take a special medicine so their hair falls out.
Mm-hmm.
So then people donate hair to them.
Wow.
Mikey said he might even do it.
His hair?
That's what he said.
You know, I'm incredibly proud of my daughter. She's a great kid. She's well-mannered. She's really smart. But to be able to bring her to work with me and actually just see how well-rounded she is, it's just, you know, it makes me happier than you can ever imagine.
Oh, you mean he sends an email bitching about me getting a machine? I know there was some crying going on. My father was crying.
You know, at one point today, it was obvious that Junior was having an issue with something that his dad did.
Oh, you heard him personally? Did you give him a pacifier?
I know Junior has had his suspicions about his dad trying to undermine PJD with vendors, and from what I could tell, that's what this phone call's about.
Yeah, but why does he have to ask your permission? This is business, man. This is the real world where the big boys play. You know?
Yeah, I know. Like he was going to break somebody's legs. I don't know, man. You tell me what you think. I think he hurts himself because he just continually looks bad, you know? I mean, you can't look good doing that. You know, everybody goes, this freaking guy start being a bully and being a baby on top of it, which is even freaking worse.
Yeah, he tries to be, like, intimidating my father. He tries to intimidate me.
This is my business and my company, and essentially I'm going to run it the way I'd like to, and nobody's going to get in the way of that.
It's kind of a ridiculous thing. First of all, you can't tell people who to hire and fire like you're the boss. Like all of a sudden now you're in charge of Haas. It's such a narcissistic thing, and you know what happens. I think he realizes as time goes by, we're making it happen, and he can't live with the fact that, you know, there will be success without him. And then he has to live with the idea that, well, he can't harp on, hey, you know, I'm nothing without him type thing. It's kind of sick when you think about it.
Regardless of what anyone else thinks, I'm going to work with whoever I want to work with. And if they want to work with me, great. That's called business.
beautiful day, right?
You know what we should be riding.
Boy, oh boy, what a day for that, huh? We're over here outside of Montreal at Rolling Thunder, and basically what we're doing is we're going to be building the world's fastest electric drag bike.
Paul, about time. What's up, buddy?
How you been, all right? Rolling Thunder specializes in building motorcycle frames. After we met with the owner, Spencer, me and Skeeter got right to work. Why don't you let me and him start stretching this thing out and doing the bending while you make what you got to do, cradle and stuff like that.
Okay.
Let's get out in some open air.
Basically, what we're going to do is get started on the frame, figure out all the dimensions, fit a few things, and then basically leave the rest to Rolling Thunder. A company called Lawless EV Racing contacted us about building a motorcycle. That'd be cool to try something new. We've done an electric bike before, we've done a drag bike before, but we've never done an electric drag bike.
Okay, Kevin, that look good?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no gap anywhere.
The biggest challenge is going to be getting it ready in time for Sturgis, where they want to unveil it, and that's only 4 weeks away. All right, we're out of here. Thanks.
Let's go.
Thanks.
You're
very welcome.
Dude, I'm looking at the schedule, man. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Nub's not going to start painting until Monday. That's a tear, right?
Oh, he's not even going to start till then?
No, he's off all week.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the calendar earlier. It's going to be tough. Nub's teaching a class at his place, so he's not going to be able to get to the paint for a week.
But we're having major problems. We broke another tool this morning. We don't have one web cut yet for the insert of the wheels. If we had cut the wheels first, we could at least put the wheels on, but we don't even have wheels.
But you know on I mean? Top of that, I got to get the Geico bike going this week. So logistically, it's tough.
Wrap it hard there so it stays on.
I know everybody's been putting in long hours and working really hard, and it's going to show in how awesome the Anti-Venom bike's going to be. I just hope everyone can stay focused and stay motivated to get the Geico bike fabricated.
Okay, we got our first priority, Geico.
Gonna lop the hair, huh?
Uh-huh, Daddy's gonna cut it.
You know, it's real nice. I came in today, and Vinny brought Vanessa.
It has to be 10 inches.
10 inches long, huh?
The longest piece.
I also found out today that Vanessa will be donating her hair for Locks of Love.
Perfect.
Do I have enough?
Is that 10 inches?
I don't know.
Mikey's silly and funny looking, but he's a lot of fun. I want Mikey to donate his hair, too.
You ready, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Mike? Do you feel it, Vanessa?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is weird.
Watch your hair, don't pull it again.
Hey, I cut it a little crooked.
Hey, way to go. You're the Mac.
Vanessa, look. Don't let it all fall out. That's awesome, isn't it? I cut your hair so crooked, Vanessa. Look at his side over here.
Oh, Dad. You know, that's the new bob cut. See if I got enough hair. If I do, let's do it.
You do. You got 11.
Okay, good.
For the ponytail, you got 11. All right, good. Let's move it back a little.
All right, cut it.
Although I do like the way Mikey influences Vanessa, I think the bigger picture here is the way Vanessa influences Mikey.
It was for a good cause.
Because he can really use that influence of a six-year-old. Because, you know, that's where it starts from. You know, if he really wants to straighten himself up and really, you know, move forward into the future, you know, that's eventually what he's going to want to look at, too, is having a family and everything, too. And I think that's really what's going to straighten him up, you know, the way he needs to be straightened
up. Hold on, one more.
Let's do a happy face, because you're happy. You're donating your hair.
Happy. Whee!
Looks good, don't it, Vince?
It does. It looks great.
I love it.
Pretty much. It's all done.
Let's keep rocking.
Cool.
Only thing really left on the tank is for it to be welded up and mounted. Okay. Meanwhile, I have Brendan here. I want him to continually be doing sheet metal work. That's what he does. That's his area of expertise. And if we're going to make our deadline for Sturgis, we're going to need his skills to make it happen.
Hey, Vance. I think we actually got to cut this beast first. That way we can mount where we need to mount, you know?
Yeah, where's your protractor now?
The concept of the rear fender is to make it come around the side, down across the bottom, and look exactly like the gecko's tail. You know, I've built hundreds of fenders, done some cool stuff, but the idea that this thing flows around so nicely and presents itself as the gecko's tail is pretty unique.
Nice cut, man.
Basic idea, my friend.
I'll prop on that.
Yeah, you like that?
Also, the way it flows, when you look at it from behind, it goes from the high right down to the low left, which really creates that swooping effect that really sells the theme of the tail.
You want to take the front end, Mike? Or let's go.
Oh, Jesus, this probably weighs more than the frame.
You know, this morning we're starting on an electric drag bike project. We got a nice big Top Fuel style frame. Sean Lawless came in, brought in a mock-up of the battery compartment, the actual motor that we're going to be using, some pretty massive elements.
We got one out.
Oh, God almighty. My feet go on the ground so heavy.
Biggest difference between this and the other electric bikes we've done is I don't need lighting or anything like that. Basically, I have a battery, I have power leads, and they go to a motor, chain drives the wheel, that's it. Basically, the bike is the simplest form of electric vehicle there is.
What's up, my man? That's the motor.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pick that one up there, pal.
The motor on this thing looks like it could run a battleship or something. It's I'm not really sure of the weight, but it's the biggest motor that I've ever seen.
That was originally a GE industrial 36-volt motor. We're going to put about 360 volts to it, so about 10 times what it was designed for. We've got a battery that weighs 360 pounds. We've got a motor that weighs 320 pounds. These are extremely heavy pieces for a motorcycle. These components would normally be used in a dragster or a much heavier four-wheeled vehicle. So we've got a motorcycle that's going to be darn near or even over 1,000 pounds complete.
Is this for, this stays here?
That's the battery.
No, that's the battery.
Oh, the bat, is it one battery or multiple?
Well, multiple. It's
2,000.
Yeah. It's going to be all built into that.
It's going to require a lot of horsepower to make that bike fast. So, you know, we're somewhere in the 500-600 horsepower range to get where we want to be.
Guys built a fish tank.
The faster the fish swim, the more
electricity
is generated.
Oh, I know. There's in here electric eels.
Yeah. The end goal is to be the quickest and fastest electric motorcycle in the world. Right now, the existing quarter-mile record is 7.82 seconds in the quarter-mile. So our goal here would be, at a minimum, low to mid 7-second range, close to 200 miles per hour.
Okay. All right, so where's the tires? We're waiting for them to come.
I'm going to go outside and do some artwork. I'm going to make a mess.
Like a bowling technique?
Yeah. The art pieces that I'm working on are sort of Jackson Pollock-esque. Jackson Pollock is a world-renowned artist who is dead now, and he would basically drizzle paint onto the canvas. So he never really touched it with a brush. People have tried to emulate it, and to no avail. He's really a special artist, and I'm trying to emulate it today. And I really don't think I can even hold a candle to it. But it's something new. It's a new medium that I'm working in, and it's something to kind of broaden my horizons as an artist.
You better get the hose out here. I like the colors, just I don't like them on the driveway.
Hey, Garcon. Hey.
Who would do that?
Garcon.
Yeah? Who the heck can you would spray paint all over the driveway like
hose?
That? Like this is some kind of, like it's a garbage dump. You know, I've been asking Michael not to get paint all over everything. And I don't mind if he's a little messy. I go outside and he just got paint all over the blacktop. Like, it's just okay to just start spraying paint all over the blacktop. Do it in the gravel. You can kick the gravel around, you'd never see it.
I did the other ones in the gravel, I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. Just clean it up.
All right.
I just don't understand because it's not like we didn't talk about it. So, you know, I didn't freak out on him. I just told him they had to clean it up. Who does that, man? I don't really know. You know what?
Watch
the
out.
Problem is I yell at the kid every day about getting paint on stuff, and somehow that's okay. Now the kid's going to make a giant light yellow spot, like 500 feet wide. Right?
Yep. I think Paul's getting a little tense. I think the tension is getting to him, and he's getting a little nitpicky with me.
You know, honestly, Paul full well knows that I'm a painter, and painters paint. And when painters paint, they get a little messy sometimes. And when they get a little messy, they get paint on things. And I did one piece out on the pavement, and I get my ass chewed out. This will wear
off. Once
you
start getting it scrubbed so we don't have a big yellow cloud, just rinse it right into the grass area over here. Okay. Just keep spraying it this way till you get into here.
I don't want people to think that they could just kind of take out on me, just like it used to be at OCC. I may, in the near future, be looking for my own space.
Skeeter, you want to use this for mock-up?
Yeah, I was just going to use that so we get spear.
Okay.
What's that like?
Not much.
This morning we got in some parts for the electric drag bike, which is a good thing. Because, you know, before we get out to Sturgis, we've really got to get this thing on the track and try and set a world record. Pretty much, we're ready to really start going to town on this thing now. Once we have it into a roller form, we'll be able to start, you know, working right on down the line, probably from the rear section moving forward, getting our motor mounts set, getting our battery mounts set, and then mounting the controllers and contactors up in the front of the battery box.
The three electric bikes that we've done in the past, what makes this one unique from the other ones is a giant motor. They say the motor's capable of 600 horse. This bike basically is gonna fly probably 200 miles an hour. Shirley Muldowney. After working real hard on Sean Lawless's bike today, he brought out a couple of toys for us to play with out in the parking lot.
That bad? This is like driving Miss Daisy.
He has an electric motorcycle, and he also has an electric junior dragster, I guess they call it, with electric motor on it. And he's going to let us play with him.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Those are pretty fast.
This will not hook up.
It's awesome, man. What acceleration.
He can't even, he's like this in there.
Yeah, at first I thought it was just gonna be like a kid's toy, a joke, until I stepped on the throttle the first time. I was pretty impressed.
Hey, Mike, is there a trap door that you crawled through underneath that?
No, this is just a ball. I would have never expected a battery-operated car to be that fast.
Tell me when you're ready.
So we did a couple little test drives on it, and then Rick was on the other motorcycle at the time, and we figured we're going to have a little drag race and see who can win.
I'm ready. Hey.
Ricky just can't get a grip on it, man.
It's good for them to see the type of performance levels you can achieve with very few amount of components and a very low amount of batteries.
How fast are you going this?
147.
You had this thing going 147?
In a quarter.
And what was the ET on that?
It was 927.
You ever ride one of these things?
A lot of people just think the electric vehicles are like golf carts, so we wanted them to get a little bit of feel, the acceleration that's possible. Now they can keep that in the back of their mind when they're thinking that the new record-breaking bike is 10 times as powerful as what they drove.
What do you think of that, buddy?
Cool. You can get right back in there again.
God bless you, man.
After driving these bikes and realizing that the dragster that I was driving at first has maybe, I think it's 1/5 of the batteries that we're putting in this drag bike that we're building, I don't really want any part of the drag bike at all. I think a professional rider does belong on top of it. When you turn it on, it's gone, Jason. Remember that.
Holy balls of fire!
I warned him. I told him, you turn it on, it's gone.
You know, coming out here and running these here in the parking lot, I think it's really going to help us out for when we're, you know, just the rest of the bike that we have to build. Just making things, you know, sturdy enough, and just all the safety aspects of everything like that. We're going to be doing a lot higher speeds, you know, than what we ran out here, obviously. But it's going to be an awesome challenge, and just a lot of respect for these machines.
Dudes.
Isn't that amazing what batteries can do?
This is the devil's motorcycle right here. Okay? Come take this thing from me. I gotta go away. I gotta go get a clean pair of boxers. Oh.
Right now, we're working on the oil scoop, we're working on the exhaust, working on the rear fender.
You name it. We're all over the place. We're just trying to keep busy, keep getting everything going.
We got Brendan for one more day, so we're going to keep him real busy. I mean, everything he's done has turned out great.
Looks like a lizard tail.
I think you're right. That looks great, man.
Oh, you added this piece, huh? You freaking little slick devil.
And Ben's got a lot done on the exhaust, so he should be able to get that finished.
Dude, that's freaking perfect, man. That exhaust. I love it.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, your lights would never see that far.
Wait, what's warm over there? Something's warm.
The bucket filling with the chips?
No, it's your coffee.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're bringing coffee. You
that
little...
coffee is warm, man.
One nice feature on this bike is we got, it's a thermal imaging system.
Here.
Basically, what it does is it senses anything with heat.
Spill some. Spill some on the floor. Oh, dude, that's awesome. That's
so you may not be able to see the road with your headlights off, but if there was something that was alive in that road and it was warm-blooded, you're going to see it, pitch black or not.
Oh, man, what a cool toy.
Hey, dude.
What's going on, mijo?
What are you doing?
Building motorcycles.
Can I talk to you in your office?
Right now? Sure.
Yeah, I got a little news for Paul today, and I'm a little worried about how he's going to take it. I get sort of that acid in the pit of my stomach feeling to have any kind of serious conversation with gravity with my older brother. It's tough, but I'm a man now, and I got to do what I got to do.
What are you calling me into my office for?
It doesn't seem like there's any room here for me. Bridget just got out of her situation. She's moving down to Jersey. I could use that space. I'm stuck in the lease till December. I was going to use that as my studio.
Okay.
You're not going to beg me to stay?
No. You're welcome to stop by.
I'll definitely come by a lot. You know, seeing as there is no space here really for my work, there's no space for me. It's frightening.
What's frightening about it?
I've always been under a wing.
You're not under my wing. You're just using space here.
Since coming out of rehab, I've changed a lot of things in my life, and one of them is being more independent, you know, and that means doing things that I don't necessarily feel comfortable doing. But, you know, in order to be on my own and kind of make my own go at the world, I think I have to find my own space and either pass or fail. Oh, I was nervous to tell you this. Jeez.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if you're...
You don't, Mike. You don't work for me, buddy.
I know I don't.
We have stuff in his where he was, but that's only because he stopped using his area. So I don't feel like it's anything us pushing him out. We're busy. We're building bikes. He paints. I think he just wants to have his own place.
Get the hell out of here.
All right.
Good Get the luck. Hell out of your office.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, give me a hug.
Okay. I think it's a great idea, man. You'll do good over there.
Thanks.
You're always welcome back here.
Good. All right. I'm going to take off, too.
Get out of my office.
This is it. It's the final push on the Geico bike. We need to do the front fender, the seat pan, and the handlebars.
Brandon is gone after today, and he's been invaluable.
It's a good-looking fender, man.
Really stout now.
Oh, yeah.
He said even earlier in the week he'd be willing to come back when I need him. I will take him up on that in a heartbeat. We're looking at 2 weeks from today that these have to be loaded on a trailer. How the hell is that going to happen?
Rule.
Can it happen?
Yeah, it can.
You know, both bikes have to be on the trailer heading to Sturgis in 2 weeks. I mean, that's not 2 weeks in one day. That's 2 weeks.
Minimum for this to work, within a week, your bike's got to be finished. We got to be on the assembly of this one.
And that's not a lot of time, considering these are the first bikes we're assembling in this shop. So we're going to find out quick what we don't have that we need, and it's going to suck when that happens.
We need wheels. That's the biggest thing. Because we can put the tins on the day it leaves.
Yeah.
The only person that is going to make or break us is going to be Nub.
Right now, I'm working on the spiders that are going on both sides of the anti-venom tank.
He wanted this little tiny little
dude. And I'm thinking, the web's almost the size of my pinky. You can't have a little tiny spider in there. So I decided to just make it bigger. So I pretty much just hand draw a spider to the size I want, and then I redraw it on the board. And then I put it back on the tank and redraw it. And then I use carbon paper underneath the paper to actually transfer it to the masking that's on the tank. My final pass is just an outline with a pen.
Looks great.
Whoa! Where'd you sneak that in there, man? That looks really good.
It looks awesome.
Me and Rachel came over to check out the paint, and what? It looks awesome. The spider is incredible. That's exactly, I love that. It's a more
mechanical.
Yes, way more.
Diabolical.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, spiders, it's a good spider. It's perfect. I don't like over-the-top murals. That's just not my flavor. I like the fabrication to sell the theme, and then the paint just comes in over the top. But I think it's going to look great. When you see that spider underneath those chrome webs, it's going to be pretty impressive. You didn't even have that done last night.
No.
He's holding that on you.
In the last 24 hours, Junior's been here more times than I've seen him in the last year. Probably because he's in, freak mode.
I wish I had that chrome... I'll be back tonight, man. You gonna be working late again or no?
It's nice to see him in panic mode.
No, I won't be here.
To me, it shows that he really cares about this thing. Whereas, the previous Junior, I know he really wouldn't have given a rat's ass about it.
You know, you really need that kind of size to it for it to contend with that web so you could, literally see it in there, or else you'll just lose it. Yeah.
To him, this probably is the most important bike. He's got a lot to prove, and there's a lot of trash talk going on, and it'll be nothing like...
Yeah, I didn't want it to look anything like what I've done in the past.
It's not. No.
It's got to be completely original.
I've always tried not to get involved. It's strange. I never would have thought that I'd want to help him as much as I am helping him. But it's almost making me want to go a little bit of an extra mile just to shut some people up.
All right, now, we'll see you in a couple hours, bud.
Have a lovely afternoon.
You too, buddy. Those look good, don't it?
Yeah, it does. Looks really good.
Yeah.
Brendan had already left to catch his plane when Paulie realized we had to mount the thermal imaging unit.
Get the camera and let's look at them together on here, because remember, it's not just going to be this monitor. And they're going to stand out because they're going to be black, but that's going to have to come up a little from there, probably.
You know, the last thing you want to do is cut into a tank that's been finished welded and looks so perfect, but we really didn't have a choice.
What else am I going to do? I can't leave it looking like crap. I can't just mount it to the bar. It's going to look like who did it and ran. We got a full week of blood, sweat, and tears in this thing. I can't just leave it now.
It's a little trickier than you think.
Should I click it in?
Yeah. Done, man.
Oh, dude, that is a factory fit. That's going to look good, man.
You're not saying, you're just saying?
I'm not saying, I'm just saying that should work really nice. And I think that this is the only thing we could have done right here, Vince. I'm extremely excited with the way Geico's coming out. And I love that it's in stark contrast to my project. We're going to come out of the gate showing tremendous diversity. And, it puts us right back on top of the motorcycle game.
So, what do you think on this thing?
It's going down the track on Wednesday.
But does that seem reasonable, or are you really going to have to push it?
Yeah, we stood here Saturday.
You were here Saturday?
I was here Saturday for quite a while. I got a bunch of little stuff picked up,
This is the last day on the electric drag bike. We'll have it done for Sturgis, no problem. But more important, it's getting it ready so we can take a crack at a new world record.
Skeeter is going to help you guys out?
Yes, he'll be here and he'll help us out. And also, Sean Lawless is coming, and he's bringing electricians with him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so that'll help us out while we're doing mechanical stuff that we have to do. Yeah. They're going to start wiring it, put the wire ends on.
Is he going to chip in, or he just sits on the bike?
No, he's going to chip in. That'll move the process a little bit faster. And then whatever we got to stay later, we'll just stay later and get it done.
Okay. The morale is up. Everybody's really putting their heart and soul into this. It's a big deal for everybody that's involved in this project. I'm looking forward to tomorrow and breaking a world's record.
We'll be right back.
Now we're working on the drag bike, and Sean came down today, and Derek with the battery. The battery is freaking crazy looking. The thing is huge. Sean brought some of his boys down, and everybody's just ganging up on this thing. We have one more day to get this thing done. Everybody working on it now. It's really coming together. It's gonna be a sick looking bike, and just can't wait to see what's gonna happen. Really, nobody really knows. We have an idea what we're looking for, obviously, but we'll see when we hit the track.
Yep.
Well, everybody just jumped in. Some people took the front, some people took the back, and we started going together. At the end of this day, though, we're going to run out of time. We're all going to stay as late as we have to make sure it's correctly done and ready to go. So first time out of the box, when we go down the track, hopefully we'll get a good pass.
First order of business with PJD bike is get the frame on the lift. I'm going to have Odie run through it, make sure all the threads are all nice and clean so we don't have any problems, and get the transmission and the motor in it.
We're good right there.
You know, he's going to leave a little earlier than us today, so at least if he gets that done, I can start really trying to square out this wiring and really figure out what I have to do on this bike.
So you want to see that web on there, huh?
I already know what it looks like on there. I was here when we built it.
What the hell are you doing?
You're acting crazy too, man. I can tell by looking at you.
The chrome paint came back for the PJD bike, and Paulie Jr. is just, so anxious to see it, which you can't blame him. But if it was up to him, he would have probably ran over and bolted it all on the frame right then. Couldn't help himself. Runs in the family.
Hey, Vince. I had to grab this piece of webbing for the rear fender, holding up against the bike, because I couldn't wait any longer. And, it's one of those things where you put hundreds of hours into it, you send it out, it gets chromed, it looks perfect, it comes back, you got the frame ready to go, and it's just really hard to let them stay apart from each other. This bike is 10 times better than I thought it would be, and I was excited about starting it, and it keeps getting better and better, and I think the end result is going to be absolutely amazing, and it's going to have the desired effect.
Can I cover this up?
We're using this
Jim's making it, right?
Well, Skeeter had it on a lathe. What the hell?
Straight.
When we were putting the gears on the bike, Rick noticed that they were cupped, so they weren't flat or straight anymore. We figured out that they must have warped a little bit when we were heat treating them. The solution was that we made several new sprockets. It's not really any big deal, but on the last day of assembly,
drop it on there.
It's not what you want to really spend your time doing. When we did it the second time and we were able to just get right into it, heat treated it, quenched it, and sandblasted it, it came out good this time. Because how much horsepower that's behind this bike, we want to try to make sure that every part is the best that we can build it right at this point, with everybody's thoughts put into it, so that there's no fractures, no failures.
A little pressure.
Okay.
Everything else is coming along good. Sean's guys came with electric. There's a few things that need to be changed for them. It's nice having people here that are knowledgeable in their field because they're doing an excellent job of wiring it.
We're good.
It's going to go all the way over. You know where it goes. We're getting near the end here, trying to button this thing up so we can go give it a shakedown tomorrow.
So far, so good. They just set the test battery in there just to check it out. But so far, this is what we got. Sean? Larry?
Larry McBride.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
Larry McBride showed up to sit on a bike and see what to get him comfortable on the bike.
Are we ready?
It's nice to have a Larry here now because we could fit the bike more to him to make him happy because he is the operator that's going to run it down the track.
This is where we got a problem. This is going to be the biggest issue.
Yep. One of the issues is with the electric motor, it's very wide inside his thighs. He has no real way to grab hold of it to feel comfortable on the bike, something to hold him down, that if he starts reaching high speed, it's going to blow him up off the bike. If that's helping at all or making it worse, we try to put a higher seat area in for him, and it seems that it might be something that will work for him.
That definitely helped.
It seems that we're going to be able to resolve most of the issues tonight, and hopefully he'll feel comfortable enough to ride it tomorrow.
Okay, we're pretty close. I think we put just a little bit more, just a little.
All right, he's going to grab another one. We'll try another one in there.
I think we'll be okay.
So what do you got going on? What do you want me to do today?
Just if you can get the wiring done on the anti-venom bike, and if at some point in time you can have Odie start at least put the front end on Geico. That way, if we run into any problems, we're not, you know, stuck behind the eight ball because it's getting close. I mean, we're right up on the deadline.
You know, Junior and Joe are gone today. It's a terrible time for them not to be here. But we need another bike sold. When these are done, we need something on the lift. So that's where he's at, and it stinks not to have him here, but, you know, we'll keep moving, and the clock's ticking.
Let's get your side started.
Hey, my man. Hey, Mike and Mike's assistant. Mikey came by today, and it was really great to see him. Odie has missed you so much.
I know, I can tell.
So much.
His eyes are welling up with tears.
And I miss having him around, but I know he really wants to concentrate on his painting, and I really want to see him succeed.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, how you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Today I stopped by the shop just to pick up some of my art supplies that I left here, but mainly talk to Vin. And tell him I'm going to Sturgis and that I still love him.
You're going to Sturgis?
Yes.
Why don't you put your scoot on the road?
That's a good idea.
You know, with Mikey right now, it's a little awkward that he's not here. But you know what? I'm so glad he's coming to Sturgis. Sturgis plus scoots equal fun. I really got a lot, dude. You don't even realize.
I know
you're not a bike builder.
I know.
But we have, so that calendar strikes next Friday to have two bikes done. We only have one on the lift.
Yeah, I know OCC is going to be showing up there, too, and I hope they don't talk any trash or, you know, try to create some sort of a situation where it gets uncomfortable, which they're pretty good at.
All right, buddy. All right.
You're a good guy.
Brother.
Thanks. You know what? I'm so glad he's coming to Sturgis. I would have probably been really upset if he didn't come.
Here at the Lebanon Valley Drag Strip. This is probably one of the biggest days of OCC history. It is the biggest day of OCC history. Today we're going to break a world record with the electric drag bike. And we got to get it done before we head out to unveil the bike in Sturgis.
The front right up there.
But the thing of it is that failure is not an option, and there's only one place, and that's first. And that's what we are. If we break the world's record today, we'll be king. They're getting it prepped right now. We got Mike Amirati, which is one of our top mechanics. We got Skeeter here.
Okay, we'll go with this one.
We got the best driver in the world, Larry McBride. How long have you been doing this, dude?
32 years.
I thought you were only 32 years old, they told me.
Well,
he's excited about it. We're excited about it. And, you know, it's just a little nerve-wracking.
Not too much. That's good enough.
I've never ridden an electric drag bike in my life. I've always ridden nitro-burning motorcycles. For 32 years, that's exactly what I've done. So this is everybody seeing this is going to be my first time, too. So it's going to be awesome.
It's all you. Watch out, Red.
Let's go see this happen. Up now.
The speed record is 168 miles per hour, and as much as we want to try to break that record on the first run, we're going to have to pace ourselves. The batteries are only going to go on half power, and Larry's just going to get a feel for the bike.
Turned down.
104?
104, 1464.
Hit it 104 miles an hour just now?
Yeah, in a quarter.
That sucks.
They got to turn down.
The first run we did was just really a practice run for him to feel the bike out a little bit. It was on its lowest mode. The batteries were set at about 50%, so we took the bike back to the pit, made some adjustments, and got ready for the second run. I think we're turning it up to 100% capacity now.
Hey, do me a favor. When you get to the end this time, if you're going another mile,
On the left, there's a store. Pick up a six-pack.
Oh, okay.
We already got ice.
So this is it. With the batteries conditioned and fully charged, and Larry comfortable with the bike, this is the moment we're going to beat the record.
You're going to do it, Larry!
He's got it. He's got it.
Well, today, we can't be unhappy about what we did. You know, we hit 155 miles an hour.
Can we change the gear ratio or no?
No, we just got one sprocket. We got that sprocket and one spare. We got a 45 and a 43, they figured. The perfect day of racing, those are few and far in between. There's always a drama. There's always some kind of, it's a learning process constantly. X amount can be done on paper and you get close, but you can never get it exactly right until you try it down the track.
Again, we calculated it's 300 pounds heavier than we thought it was going to be.
I think the problem here is that, first of all, it's a prototype. It's the first of its kind.
I think if you turn the power up, if it's okay.
It's pretty much all the way up right now. We got to change the gear.
We're definitely having a problem with the gear ratio. It needs to be lower because it's not coming out of the hole right. The front wheel got a wobble in it. We got to get a new wheel. So even though we didn't get the record today, we're just going to move ahead, bring the bike back to the shop and make some tweaks so we can get it back out here on Friday to make one more attempt for the world's record before we head to Sturgis for the unveil.
I'm just about all done with the, I know it don't look like it's more to your eye, but the wiring is all just about all done.
You know, it would be a disaster to not get these two bikes done. So, and that's why we're killing ourselves doing it, because we're going to make sure we get it done no matter what it takes. Both these bikes have to be done essentially at the same time. You got the Geico bike that's got its own issues and the Anti-Venom bike that has got its own issues. So you got to go back and forth, and you got to be working on them simultaneously so that we can get them out for Sturgis. I've never missed a deadline. You know, I've been building motorcycles for a decade, and never one time have I missed a deadline. And I don't plan on missing one now.